My name is Michelle Owen and I'm carrying out this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another Project. The date today is the 12th of October 2009 and it's 1:32 a.m. Could you tell me your name, your age and where you're from, please?
My name is Mark Stephen Hughes. I'm 23 years old and I'm from a tiny village called Rostrever in County Down in Northern Ireland. So that's where I'm from.
And where are you living at the moment?
I'm living in Fensbury Park in North London. So, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about your village in Ireland. What's it like?
If I was going to give it one word, it's paradise. And I'm not kidding when I said that. When you have a surrounding that is... Essentially, I live in the side of on the edge of a lake. And on to the left-hand side, you have the Mourne Mountains that sweep right down onto the sea. And then to the other side of the lake, you have the Cooley Mountains. And you're surrounded by this just beautiful valley, which is facing south. And so you get the most epic sunrises and sunsets all the time. And ever-changing weather. And, like, it's... Having grown up there all my life, moving away to somewhere which is very, very urban, like London, and I've been living in Dublin for the last 4 years. I lived in Dublin for the last 4 years, and then I've been living in London for the last year. When you go back home and you see this place, it's heaven on earth, and it's you really appreciate it. The further you're gone from it, you really appreciate it, and it's just a pleasure to go back every time. So that's the one word I can describe my home is it's heaven, it's paradise.
What are you doing in London?
Trying to get a job. Really, like, you know, at the moment I'm a radio journalist. And ironically, I was on page 2 of the Evening Standard last week. My friend who writes for the Evening Standard, she needed there's a record number of Irish people in London since 20 years, there's been a record number of Irish people living in London now since like 1989. And she needed an Irish person to come on and talk about why they moved over. And it's a common trend with a lot of people from where I'm from. Everyone's moving over here because this is where the work's at. This is where there's more jobs going here. And I kind of figure I have a better chance here than in Dublin because it's so small, and London's so much bigger and so much more opportunities, but at the same time it's still tough. But I kind of figured London is where it's at. You have to be here to kind of, you know, grab on to the opportunities that's going. So
what kind of job are you looking for ideally? What would you like to do?
Ideally, I have my own blog and my own podcast, and we're kind of like News Night for nerds. We deal with a lot of entertainment and programs that a lot of people, if you're into computer games, if you're into television, science fiction, horror movies, we deal with that. And I've been doing that on my student radio station in Goldsmiths College in Southeast London. We did that for the last year. It was very successful. I've been nominated for an award for the Student Radio Awards this year for Best Interview. And my hope for that is to be commissioned. To be a full-time program.
What's it called, the podcast?
It's called Cult Friction, and you can get that on cultfriction.wordpress.com. Bit of a plug there, but at the same time, I don't know, like the media at the moment, I don't trust it. Like, and I did work for the BBC. I worked for the BBC from October to December 2008. And I did a bit of work for them, but we all got let go because of the recession and all the crap that goes along with that. And I kind of figured the only way to kind of make your mark in the media is just do what you want to do. Do it yourself. It's go out, make your own thing. Employ yourself. Do what you... And it's been very, very successful. But at the same time, you know, it's just about luck. I've interviewed a lot of famous people. I've rubbed shoulders with a lot of famous people, but I'm getting paid for none of it. Like, I make my money DJing parties and birthday parties, and I do a few cocktail parties. And
are you still studying?
I am at the moment. I'm doing my third degree in law because at the moment it's just trying to find your niche, really, and just trying to make yourself stand out. And yeah, it's a bit of a pain in the arse. Like, I've been talking to a lot of journalists who have been employed and are still working at the moment, and even the thing they've told me, which is kind of annoyed me, is like, even during the boom time back in the early 2000s, late 90s, when there was a boom time, they weren't getting paid any more than what they're getting paid now, and there's a lot of people getting let off. So it leads me to think, like, is the media just making up this making up this excuse for cuts because of the recession and whatnot? Like, you know, it's very tough. I'm very young, I'm very naive, I'm just coming into this whole world, and I'm just trying to do my best, and I just, you know, fairness, just trying to cut, you know, trying to get more specialties, trying to cut myself into so many niches, you know, to make myself stand out. But, you know, it's tough, like, you know, but at the same time, you know, I'm working away, I'm enjoying it, though, I have to say. Like, you know, it's a laugh, even though I've making money here and there and everywhere, but at the same time, I'd like it to pay off and like to get it, just make it more stable, like, you know. So, but yeah.
Did you say this is your third degree?
This is my third degree. Yeah, I'm doing my third degree. My first degree was in drama and theatre studies at Trinity College Dublin. My second degree was a master's in Goldsmiths College, which I just finished in September. I've started my third degree in law at Birkbeck. So this is my I'm doing my third degree now. So yeah.
Are you funding yourself?
At the moment, I've been existing on loans and help from my parents. And my parents, like, I'm very fortunate enough to be in a position where I'm well off enough to be funded by my parents. And my father has always said to me, no matter what, and my father and my mother have always said to me, no matter what you do, if you're continuing to better yourself, we'll support you. And I said I might be interested. My father actually encouraged me to do the third degree. He said, listen, I understand there's no jobs going. If you want to stay in London, stay in London, but keep yourself busy. And I've got a lot of part-time work going, but not full-time. So I kind of figured this is just, you know, help me through, just keep my mind active. Because if I don't do anything, I become stagnant. I become like a pool of water and don't do anything at all. And it's horrible. So,
do you enjoy the DJ?
Yeah, I make nothing from it. I swear to God, I make.
Do you enjoy it?
Oh God, yeah. It's a chat. Like, I've been doing it for the last couple of years, and people come up to, because I don't play music that, it's, I don't play modern music. I play a lot of classics, because that's just the way my mind's tuned. But I love playing, just anything, just going up there and playing whatever, like what I'm doing, just playing the music I want to hear. And you know what, I never play any music that I know, I never go into a level where people kind of, I never alienate my audience. I never play music that will make them go, I don't want to dance to that. I always kind of just play music which I know they'll like, but at the same time, I enjoy at the same time, you know. So I never play something that's really experimental or really weird, and I just play something that they'll enjoy and that they'll like. And because there's a difference between a lot of DJs I've heard have always been very snobby and go, I'm just going to play this type of music. But I play anything. Like, I play absolutely. I've done weddings, I've done birthday parties. It's been great crack, like, you know what I mean? And I make a wee bit of money through that. But, you know, but I'm fundamentally, I do it because I enjoy it. Like, you know, so, you know, it's a better crack.
What were you doing in the square tonight?
I was on a date. I met the girl I'm with tonight. I met her a couple of weeks ago at a bar that my friend was DJing, and we got talking, and we happened to exchange numbers, and we met up tonight, went for a few drinks, because it's Sunday night, there's not a lot of places that are open, and we happened to be wandering through the square, and because I'm actually such a big fan of the Fourth Plinth, so let's go over and see what's going on right now. And we happened to be sitting right near it, and we're looking up, and that's why we were here, really, because I've just been interested in seeing what's going on and what type of people have been going up. And actually, we were about to say goodbye tonight, and then I got approached to be on it. So yeah, so that's the reason, like, why we're here. So yeah.
How do you think you'll spend your time when you're up there?
Well, originally, I did a play a couple of months ago, and I wanted to play my ukulele because I'm a ukulele player, and I go to an event every Wednesday night in Charing Cross, and It's a jam session. We all play ukuleles. And I always thought, if I'm going to go up there, I'm going to play my ukulele. But I've been put on the spot. You've actually put me on the spot right now. And I don't know what I'm going to do. So I'm going to go up there. I don't know. I might... I've nothing really to pontificate about. Like, you know, I don't really have any... there's no mental sore issues I have. Or maybe I'll just have a chat with people. Maybe... Because I always find... Because when you're at the... from when I've ever been down on the ground, and you're on that... that edge up towards National Gallery, you're closer to the people there. So a lot of people come up. What I've always done, I've always gone up and said hello to the persons on the plinth and go, what are you doing? Why are you up here? And I might actually just engage with conversation, just say hello and, you know, enjoy myself up there and just enjoy the actual experience being up there on the plinth. And, you know, because it's such a wicked idea. Like, I just think it's just a salute to everything that's this, what this country's all about, and what everything, you know, it's the diversity, and, you know, that we are a bit mad. I think everyone in this country is mad, like, you know. So I think Anthony Gormley had such a good idea about, you know, let's celebrate that, you know. And I don't know what I'm going to do about when I'm up there, but I'll see when I get up there, and I'll have a crack, you know. So
how would you describe yourself as a person? Thumbnail sketch.
But I'm very lazy. I'm a very lazy person. I'm very chilled out. I'm a very, very, very relaxed. I'm very ambitious at the same time, but at the same time, you know, I let things take its course. I never, if I was going to describe myself, someone who's, you know, I kind of figured, like, if I'm gonna, I always kind of figure myself as, like, in terms of where I'm living at the moment, I'm way more chilled out than a lot of my other flatmates, who appear to be way hippier than me, but at the same time, they've got way more rules, and, but for me, I'm just someone who's, actually, if I was going to say myself, I'm a very lucky person. I'm very lucky. A lot of things I've done in my life, it's been true damn good fortune. I just happened to be the right place, right time, like tonight. Seriously, like, honestly, God, like, you know, tonight, I really wanted to do this. And I was telling my friend there, like, I'm too lucky, almost. You know what I mean?
What's happened to you in the past that's made you think that you are lucky, being in the right place at the right
time? Well, my parents are very, my mum is a very, very lucky person, and it rubs off. Like, you know, she came from a very, very poor background, and she's done so well in her life. And it's all, there's that mad confidence, that kind of, like, crazy, like, let's just go for it. Like, you know, fuck whatever else people think, let's just go for it. Like, my mum has an MBE. My mom came from nothing. Like, she came from, like, a really small, a big, big family, 14 kids, and she started off as a hairdresser, and she started selling wigs. And because she started selling wigs to cancer patients, she ended up getting nominated for an MBE for what she did. I was like, Jesus Christ, that's so lucky. Like, you know what I mean? It's so, you know, from what she's done, like, she earned that award, I guess. But at the same time, she looks at me and she goes, did I deserve that? And I see a lot of that good fortune rub off on myself, because it comes a lot with just the belief that I grew up with, my mom and my dad give to me. Like, you know what I mean? It was like, I'm fortunate because I came from, like, my family are very financially stable. They're very, my mom and dad love each other. Like, you know, I hear a lot of people, and they all say to me, like, oh, my mom and dad don't get on and they hate each other. I came from a really stable background, and I'm just lucky. Like, I'm really lucky to come from all that. And that's encouraged me to kind of, like, come on and do what I want to do. And they've never said no to anything I want to do. I wanted to do a drama degree when I was 18 years old. They said, fine, do it. My dad, he would have loved to see me do a law degree at that time. But he was like, no, do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. And if you don't like it, fair enough, big deal. You know what I mean? Like, you know, learn from your mistakes. You know what I mean? We'll always be here. Fair enough. I maybe have lived my life with a big safety net underneath it, but at the same time, you know, our ones have always been there to support us, and, you know, and let you know, for nothing but a happy life, like, you know what I mean? So I am very, very fortunate. I'd say that'd be the one thing that I like. I'm just lucky, you know what I mean? But at the same time, humble enough to realise where I come from. I wasn't born with a silver spoon up my hole, like, you know what I mean? Like, I know my family are well off, but, you know, I've never been a snob, like, you know what I mean? Fucking never, you know, I never had time for anyone who just thinks they're it, like, you know what I mean? I've always realised I've been fortunate, so kind of figured that's the way it is, like, you know.
Are you looking forward to getting a laptop?
I am. But I'm nervous, though. I don't know what I'm going to do. I suppose when I'm up there, I'll probably realise what I'm going to do there when I'm up there.
Is there anything else you'd like to say before you go on?
I think, again, like I said before, I'm very lucky to go up. Like, you know, just, God, this is just fortune. It's fate. And in the way, it's kind of like, the way fate's always been, because I'm Irish Catholic, like, you know what I mean? The way it's always kind of been reiterated to me is just like, you know, that maybe God, I've always been told God has a plan, and maybe I'm not even sure whether I believe in God or not, but I'm Catholic, I'm a bad Catholic, but at the same time, maybe God did have a plan for me to be up here. That's what my mum would say. That's what my mum would say, like, you know, God wanted you to be up there. But, who knows? It'll be interesting. You know, maybe it'll be cold. I know it'll be cold. It's going to be 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to be freezing my arse off up there, and I'll be shivering, and I'll be talking shite to homeless people. But, you know, I'll have fun. I will have fun, because, you know what? Fuck it. I wanted to be up there. I applied for it 2 months ago because I thought it'll be a laugh. Let's take part in this great experiment and let's have a go at it. Like, you know, so there you go.
Thank you very much indeed.
Cheers.